From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. For some people, walking or running outdoors is a great way to exercise. What may not be so great is seeing trash all over the ground. Well, some people are doing something about it. They are plogging, which is great. But what is it? Plogging began in Sweden. The name combines the Swedish word plocka, which means to pick up, and the word jogging, which means to run slowly. A Swedish man named Eric Ahlström started the movement in 2016. On the World Environment Day website, Ahlström says that he moved to Stockholm from a small community in northern Sweden. Each day, he would ride his bike to work. He says he became concerned about the amount of trash and litter he saw each day on his way to work. So, he took matters into his own hands. He began picking up the trash. And that is how plogging was born. Plogging, by that term, may have officially begun in Sweden, but many people who exercise outdoors have been doing this for years. Take Jeff Horowitz, for example. He is a personal trainer in Washington, D.C. He says that he would often pick up trash while running outside. He even turned it into a game. He would try to pick up the trash without stopping.
I didn't even know it was a thing, really. This is just my personal ethic, where I would go for a run, and if I happened to see a piece of garbage laying around and it was within reach, it was kind of a little test of mine to see if I can grab it and throw it in a nearby trash can without stopping. And that way, I thought it gave me a little bit of exercise, a little focus to my run, and it helped clean up the neighborhood. And then I come to find out this has actually become an international movement, that there are people all around the world now doing this.
Today, plogging is an official activity, and one that is becoming more and more popular. Plogging is equal parts exercise and community service. As Julie Lawson explains, it can also build closer social connections in a community. Lawson works at Washington, D.C.'s Office of the Clean City.
When the street looks bad and it's dirty, you're going to feel bad about the neighborhood, about the community, may even feel less safe because of that. So if we are all doing our part and picking it up, it's very easy to help beautify it, help build those social connections. You get to know your neighbors. You get to feel some social responsibility and community feel when you do this.
Plogging can be fun, too. When Dana Allen goes plogging around D.C., she invites her friends, and they make a day of it.
Sometimes we get groups together on a Saturday or Sunday. We go for a run, we'll pick up some garbage, then we'll actually go for brunch after, and we'll kind of make a little bit of an event of it.
Although Alan enjoys plogging, she says she does not do it all the time. When she is training for a serious marathon race, the trash has to wait.
When I'm training seriously for a marathon, I probably wouldn't be as inclined to stop regularly when I'm running because I'm focused on a certain goal. But then there's other days I'm out and just sort of more relaxed running and just having fun. And that would be a situation where I might be more inclined to do it.
Cities around the world now hold plogging events. The goal is to spread the idea that littering is not acceptable. Alan hopes one day there will not be a need for plogging.
I would just hope people would think twice before dropping their garbage on the ground. We have receptacles, seems like, every block. So it's easy to put your garbage in the trash cans. I just think people should think about it a little bit more. And
along with cleaning up the environment, there may be another reason to choose plogging instead of just jogging. You may get a better workout. One fitness app, LifeSum, records 1 hour of plogging as burning 288 calories. Usual jogging burns about 235 calories. Getting ready to plog is similar to getting ready to jog. Floggers do some deep knee bends or squats, as well as some balancing exercises. Then ploggers do something most regular joggers do not do. They put on protective gloves.
Gloves are important. You want to make sure that this is going to be healthy for you. You never know what you'll find. There might be broken glass, medical waste.
There are other safety rules for plogging. The main one is to plog in areas where there are not too many other ploggers. This helps to prevent plogging accidents. Ploggers must always pay attention to those around them. Stopping quickly in front of someone to pick up an empty bag of potato chips, for example, could cause a crash. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.